Here are some pros of typing on a computer. It's faster than handwriting. It's easier to fix any mistakes. And above all, it's very neat. It's always uniform. All the letters are the same size and perfectly aligned. Easy on the eyes, making us think, if only I could write half as neatly. And now for the cons. Sure, they're neat, but words typed up on a computer look exactly the same, no matter who the author is. And it's nearly impossible to tell who wrote them or how they had been feeling at the time. Handwritten words, on the other hand, give us a slew of hints. Sometimes we can recognize exactly who wrote them. Sometimes we can tell whether the person was in a hurry or was hesitant to write certain words. The size of the letters, the pressure with which they wrote, all these little things give away more breadcrumbs. Much like our voices, don't you think? Just by hearing my voice, couldn't you tell who I am and how I'm feeling? One thing's for sure. I'm not Lena Park, but this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. Without Lena Park, we started today's show with YOLO by me, Stella Chang. And first of all, don't worry, DJ Lena is not sick or unwell. She's currently on sort of a business trip. She had to be away for work stuff, so not on vacation. And she asked me to fill in for her for a little bit, so here I am. And I wonder if I sound any different in this seat than when I'm in the guest seat every Thursday. What do you think? I guess it is a little bit different because it definitely feels different. I've done this a couple of times, being the substitute DJ, but it is still nervous. And I think maybe I got a little better than the first time, but it still makes me a little nervous. But I'll be fine because it's one fine day after all. At any rate, the show must go on, and this show, so far as I know, starts with a global roll call, right? So tell me where you are and what you're doing today as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. And while at it, tell me which songs you'd like to hear on the show, and feel free to share your 사연들, stories, and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing's too trivial, anything goes. And in part two of today's show, we'll be joined by music critic Yongdae Kim, for a look into the world of K-pop from the outside on our K-pop Inside Outside. So stay tuned for that. But right now, I'll be right back with today's Where Are You after one more song. Let's listen to Hoodie and her song Sunshine featuring Crush. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, where it's currently 5:20 p.m. as I speak. The weather here today is very good, nice and warm. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It's the global roll call, if you will, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to right now, aside from listening to the radio, that is. Where are you? Mugliser Rahman sends, good morning from Bangladesh, all the best of luck. Thank you, I need a lot of luck, I think. And Najim Uddin sends in, hi, I am from Murshidabad, West Bengal, India. Hi, all the way from India. And listener Pang Mi-young says, 안녕하세요. I'm so tired to come back to work after resting for 4 days. And why is the weather so nice? The scorching sunlight through the window is making me so sleepy. I think I should grab a cup of coffee to recharge for the rest of the work hours. That's a good idea. Maybe I will do the same. I'm Kelly sends, thank you for filling in for Lena. Well, you're welcome. I hope you enjoy the new role at OFD this week. It's been already revealed who is the special DJ for this week, but seeing today's picture, I feel like I'm supposed to pretend not to mention your name. The weather today is so gorgeous that it couldn't get any better. I even have fewer complaints about Mondays than usual. Well, yeah, today's Monday, but it's nice to have less complaints. And John Daniel 9 says, 안녕하세요, 사장님. Hi, Stella. Yesterday evening's rain made it feel a little chilly, but it's totally cold today. I'm having a normal Monday after a family trip and giving my parents a load of cash gift. Thanks to the empty bank account, I get to spend a week without the Monday blues. Did you have a special Parents' Day? I hope you, too, are having a Monday without the blues. Yeah, yesterday was Parents' Day, so I visited my parents' place as well. I hope you all had a very nice Parents' Day. And now, moving on to song requests. Listener Yun Mi-jang sent, 사장님 안녕하세요. Hi, Stella. After a long, long weekend, finally I'm back to the regular schedule. I'm expecting a fierce battle with an elementary schooler who has two tests this week. It's so difficult to urge them to study. Please wish me luck. My request is Psy's 나의 월요일. Well, we're going to listen to that song. And listener KC99 says, it's just a shadow, but everyone seems to know. Special DJ Stella-nim. Yeah, it's me. Hope you have fun on one fine day. I look forward to your smooth hosting. Request song, Shop Sweetie. Well, I don't know if my hosting is going to be as smooth as Lena. I don't think so. But still, I think I'll be forgiven because you are all such nice listeners from OFD. Okay, so let's listen to these two request songs right now. First up is Psy and his song 나의 월요일, Hello Monday, followed up by Sharp and their song Sweetie.
Hello, 나의 월요일 많은 주말을 건너 여기에 오셨군요.
We just heard Sharp and their song Sweetie, and before that it was Psy with 나의 월요일, Hello Monday. And taking a look at some more messages from our listeners, and this is a very special message from the original DJ, Lena Park Live, says, thank you so much to our lovely surprise DJ for watching over OFD while I'm away for work. I'll be supporting you every step of the way and hope our OFD family will send lots of messages and support. Waiting! And she sent four little hearts, and it's so heartwarming. And thank you, Lena, for your support. I hope I'll do fine. And the listeners are sending lots of messages, as you said. So it's a nice day. Yeah. So, Forever Lena sent, 스페셜한 DJ님 반가워요. Nice to meet you, the special DJ. Well, thank you. Nice to meet you, too. And here I am, 0203 sends, 안녕하세요, DJ님. Please take good care of OFD. 오늘도 화이팅입니다. Oh, and this listener actually requested my song YOLO, which we played at the top of the show, so I hope you were tuned in. And listener JSLee2017 says, I took a day off work to go to Seoul, but there were so many people at the clinic in the morning that by the time I was done, it was already afternoon. So I just gave my wife's car a checkup, and now I'm ready to enjoy OFD in comfort after a workout. 사장님, 잘 부탁해요. 잘 부탁드립니다. And August 230 says, 수장 누나 화이팅! Well, thank you. And listener ILLY35 says, 사랑해요, 성우님. Well, thank you very much. And listener 난풍 says, 어머머머, I ran here looking for 스텔라장님. Your voice is so sweet. And thank you. I hope you're still tuned in. And thank you all for the support. And here's an important message from OFD staff to all the new listeners. After sending in any feedback, make sure to check out OFD's website at world.kbs.co.kr after the show to see if you've won any prizes. And now for our next song break, a listener sent in a request song for Monday last Friday. So here it is right now. Let's listen to 서두르지 말아요, Take It Slow by 조원선 featuring John Park, requested by a listener K122974713. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park, but this is not Lena Park. I'm Stella. I'll be the substitute DJ for this week. And let me read some of your messages. So, Ompang2 says, 사장님, I'm a 재수생, and could I ask you to say, 현서가 공부 열심히 해? Okay, so, I think you shouldn't be listening to the radio right now, but still, 현서가 공부 열심히 해? And Jisoo Kim 0801 sent, we've already told who's going to be our special DJ for this week, but this is confusing. How could a shadow look like that? Anyhow, welcome to the DJ seat. What do you mean by how could a shadow look like look like that? Maybe it was too obvious that it was me. Listener Taipei Warren says, hello, special DJ. From the silhouette on today's Instagram picture, we already know who you are. But me and OFD buddies are already excited since the weekends because we know it's you, Stella. We know you'll do a fantastic job as a DJ too. No doubt about that. All the best. Well, thank you. I'm trying. And listener Alicia says, Suha, although I'll miss Lena very much this week, well, I miss her too, I've grown to be a huge fan of yours through OFD, so I'm really excited to have you as our stand-in DJ for a week. The last time this happened was 2-3 years back. I don't remember, but it was a long time ago. But of course, I was caught off guard. I've taken for granted that after writing in daily for years, I'd be able to provide follow-ups and continuations of past saeons without having to give much context. So I've put the couple of anecdotes I had in mind on hold for today to think about how I'll do this without leaving you confused. But if I figure out a solution, they'll come back tomorrow. Good luck hosting. Well, thank you. And now I'll be right back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song break. Let's listen to Tomboy by 여자아이들, G-Idol, requested by listener 최빈백. Look at you. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today, we'll listen to two songs that share the title, Don't Stop. First, we'll listen to the K-pop song Don't Stop by ADOY. ADOY is a band led by vocalist-guitarist Oh Joo-hwan. They made their debut in 2016 and has since been making a name for themselves for their unique signature sound and also boasts mass appeal. The band's enigmatic name, ADOY, actually has a very sweet origin because it's the name of Oh Joo-hwan's cat Yoda written backwards. I think it's safe to assume that all the members of the band are fellow cat lovers because they even also released album titled Catnip entitled Catnip in 2017. Their song Don't Stop was a part of that very album, and it's a song with all English lyrics like this. Tell me that you love me. Park under the sunshine. Kiss me till the moonlight. Dance away the whole night. Play the song. Here comes the waves. Don't stop me. I feel the ocean. Don't stop me. We need no reason. Don't stop me. This is the moment. Keep me young and free. After that, we'll listen to the non-K-pop song of the day, Don't Stop by Australian pop rock band 5 Seconds of Summer. This band is known for having both an explosive rock sound and a boyish charm. Their song Don't Stop was actually released on May the 9th of 2014 as the second single off of the band's self-titled debut album. Here's a bit of this song's lyrics. You're like perfection, some kind of holiday. You got me thinking that we could run away. You want, I'll take you there. You tell me when and where. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Every time you move to the beat, it gets harder for me. So one song saying, don't stop me, and the other song saying, don't stop what you're doing. So let's listen to these two songs back to back right now. Don't Stop by Adoy and Don't Stop by 5 Seconds of Summer. The songs we just heard were Don't Stop by Adoy and Don't Stop by 5 Seconds of Summer. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. In part two of today's show, we'll be outsourcing some outsiders' outstanding understandings of the outrageously complicated world of K-pop with the help of the outspoken music critic and ethnomusicologist Youngdae Kim on this week's K-pop Outside. I'll be right back with part two after one more song break. Let's listen to SHINee and their song View, and then Super Junior with their song Sorry, Sorry. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park with Stella Zhang. If you're just tuning in, DJ Lena will be away for a few days and I'll be filling in for her. But otherwise, it's business as usual here. And in just a moment, we'll get an expert outsider's view into the world of K-pop with music critic Youngdae Kim, so don't change the channel. Let me just remind you one more time how you can reach me if you have any questions or comments. You can text me at sharp 8150 if you're in Korea. And if you're anywhere else in the world, feel free to message me on Kung, right on the various message boards on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. Let's take a quick song break to give our expert guest some time to get settled in. First up is 전기뱀장어 and their song 별똥별, Shooting Star. And after that, we'll listen to Day 6 and their song Man in a Movie. The world of K-pop is ever-changing and ever-evolving. You think you're keeping up, but all it takes is a blink of an eye before you find yourself playing catch-up. Fortunately, we know some folks in the know, experts who can help us stay on track by sharing their secrets from the inside as well as their well-trained views from the outside. It's now time for K-pop Inside Outside. K-pop Inside Outside is a segment designed to help us keep up to date and learn a little more about K-pop from two different, POVs, and to share his views from the outside music critic, ethnomusicologist, and author Youngdae Kim joins me in the studio for this week's K-pop Outside. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm a man with POV.
Oh, so what is this POV?
Point of view?
Point of view. Oh.
Probably.
Okay, two different point of views. So this is like one of those acronyms in English. Like, I don't keep up with Korean acronyms neither, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So I feel a little old.
Honestly, I'm not really good at that area, you know, acronyms.
But you're better than me still.
Yeah.
Points of views. Okay.
Point of view. Hi.
Okay,
hi.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Finally.
Yeah, so this is the first time that we meet.
Yeah, first time. First time,
yeah.
But I saw you many, many times.
Like, okay.
On album cover.
Oh, yeah, because I...
Photos, TVs, and sketchbook, and everything.
Oh.
So, yeah, so I'm honored, honestly. And
okay.
More exciting part for me is that I have two daughters, and the first one is actually a huge fan of yours.
Oh, that's so cute.
Pardon?
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
What? My first one, cute. I mean, the two words don't really match. So, Yeah, so I was kind of confused.
Oh, anyway. And I heard that you were the Monday cutie. So listener JSJerry76 sent in, Dear Monday cutie Yangdae-nim, I look forward to your chemistry with Sejang-nim. Yeah, so I read this message when the song was playing, and I asked you, right. Oh, so are you the Monday cutie?
You definitely had this kind of suspicious look. Why is he called Monday cutie? Anyway, my first one, as soon as she first heard the song of yours, she just, nonstop playing your song, especially Colors.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was almost like forced to listen to your music every day,
nice
every
taste.
Night.
Nice
yeah, 24/7. Anyway, I'm honored. I listened to you a lot of song, and I kind of like followed your path as songwriters as well.
Thank you.
I got a huge, one of my major followers on Twitter are ARMYs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they know you well as a singer-songwriter, but at the same time, you as a songwriter.
Oh,
because
I participated in
Chingu.
One song.
but you know what? That's one of the fans' favorite.
Oh, yeah. That's nice to
that's
know.
That's huge.
Thanks and, all the ARMYs in the world. And yeah, and there are a lot of listeners who sent Yongha, Chongsonga, Alicia, Update 2000, Kim Jisoo, Lahab 82. And it's weird to be on this seat reading these comments because usually I hear those comments from your
seat
on
right.
Thursday. And I see all the similar names.
Yeah,
and,
regulars like Kim Jisoo.
Yeah, right. So what are we going to talk about today?
Okay, so usually I brought two new songs to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about the music and the artist and the reason I picked these songs. Then we kind of go back to kind of history, the past of K-pop, and talk about certain things, certain themes, and the kind of aspects of K-pop and the kind of origins or some commonalities of different K-pop music in the past. So so let's start with new songs.
Okay, so what's today's new songs that you brought in?
One of the songs, the artist, Uju, the Cho Seung-hyun.
Yeah,
his name is Cho Seung-hyun. He's been in this K-pop world for quite a while. I mean, he's a past member of X1, and he definitely got a huge followers. But again, recently I started to focus on his musicality.
Mm-hmm.
Really, at first when he was a member of X1, I definitely knew that he's really like good at songwriting, and he's a good performer and everything. But now, recently, I really started to focus on his musicality and his ability as a songwriter. And this new album, the new album is really, it's a good example of his like diversity and musicality as a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And for me, there are in especially idol music world, I think there are two different types of songwriters. One is actually.
Okay.
They're not well-trained songwriter, but they're really creative songwriter.
Oh, so
on the other hand,
rawness.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of more spontaneous, more creative, but not really well-trained as a songwriter. So sometimes they're not professional as professional songwriters, but still creative. On the other hand, there are, even though they're not really professional songwriters, but their songs are just really well made, like those are written by the famous songwriters, so more complete, more kind of well balanced, and more, I would say, more professional. In a way, I think Woods would be the latter later. So he's really good songwriter. He's creative, but at the same time, his music is always sounds so, for me, professional. I mean, well-rounded and well-balanced. And he's also called kind of all-rounder.
Oh,
in a way, he's a good performer. He's a good singer, but at the same time, he's really, really quality songwriter. So I'm definitely
That's a big compliment.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, being an all-rounder, like as an he started as an idol, and now he's a solo artist who's pulling through very well.
Yeah, so every genre, style, arrangement he kind of touched upon, he always came up with really quality products, really quality results. I mean, that's really surprising because in a lot of cases, you're good at this, but you're not really good at that.
Another thing.
But for some reason, I think maybe that's really his musicality, his talent. But I think in his musical mind, I think there is really kind of this sense of balance. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's not really
focused on one thing, but he...
Yeah. That's the definition of all-rounders, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to his future works and everything. But now the new song, 난너 없이, is really good example of his, amazing songwriter skills and talent.
Okay, so we'll try to listen to the song while focusing on all that you've just said. Mm-hmm. So let's listen to the all-rounder Woots with 난 너 없이 I Hate You. We just listened to Woods with his song 난 너 없이 I Hate You.
How was that?
This is a very unexpected because I thought it would be less rock. But it is very loyal to the rock sound and
how
it should be.
Yeah.
And his music video also fits very well with the music.
Yeah.
And playing guitar. A great performer.
Like more kind of punkish. The kind of retro, like alternative aesthetic. Yeah, so I think that's the thing. Well, it could be good thing or kind of difficult thing for him individually as an artist. Because, I mean, we talked about this while playing the song. And you have kind of same, well, I don't know.
Same issue, I would say, I started with Colors was my debut EP, and its lyric says I could be every color you like,
right.
And that was for me a kind of a shield for the diversity of the styles that I wanted to do, and because I didn't want to do only one style, and actually I thought that one color might be the main color after ears. But I still haven't found it. But
so
I just kind of set
the kind of quest for finding your.
But I'm not doing
colors?
It anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to find anymore. I just think that just accept my diversity, people.
Yeah. I think maybe that's it. I mean, in a lot of, I met a kind of artist like you. You know, really trying to. Like pursue different styles at the same time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's really personality, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good thing or a bad thing, but as an artist, there's a certain artist who's just happened to be a genre specific, like a genre oriented mindset.
Yeah.
You know, as an artist, but certain people, I mean, they have more, they just automatically, instinctively attracted to different styles, different, colors. Mm-hmm.
And it's not only for music, it's for everyday life. I just, I would be interested in one thing, and then like 2 months later, I'd be interested in another thing. And the phase is very short. So I don't get really deep into something for a very long time. So when I really dig something for a long time, it is very rare. So that is very special to me.
Okay. Is it true? You know, for your relationship?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But it's true for hobbies.
Okay.
And my music bias.
Yeah, but as long as you're really, being true to yourself, I don't think that's you said it's an issue, but I don't think it's an issue as an artist. Because, I mean, at the end, well, in the end, it's all about, you know, being true to who you are.
Yeah.
You know, being who you are and, you know, it's always honest about it. So as long as you're honest about your kind of passion for mm-hmm. diversity, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have a passion because I'll run out one day. So so diversity or not, I'm just happy to keep up going.
yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the second new song that you brought in.
Right, probably one of the hottest girl group recently, Les mm-hmm. Seraphim.
Yeah,
it's an anagram, right? The sentence they're really portraying was I'm fearless.
Yeah.
So Les Seraphim is an anagram of the words, the sentence
I'm
there,
fearless.
I'm fearless. So that's the whole thing. I mean, that's the whole concept of this album, the new album.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was really fortunate to listen to the whole album
mm-hmm.
before it was released.
Oh.
Yeah, that was really kind of closed, like a secret.
Oh, VIP listening session.
VIP. I wouldn't call it VIP, but the kind of like a music listening session for music critics. So
mm-hmm.
But as soon as I heard this album, the song Fearless, well, I felt it's really different in
mm-hmm.
a way. Because when you think of like girl groups, K-pop girl groups, and their title songs, you would kind of automatically have something, some features, some commonalities in mind, like more high notes,
mm-hmm.
like more kind of thin, more cute sounds, or even in the powerful song, you definitely had kind of more like a middle or high register of vocals and things like that, less emphasis on groove,
mm-hmm.
and because I mean you definitely, well, one of the very aesthetics of K-pop is that you definitely need a certain punch.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, someone said it's just mm-hmm. a hook or, you know, powerful chorus or something like that. But Les Seraphim, especially the song I chose, Fearless, is all about the groove, you know? It's not really about kind of punchline or really hooky chorus or certain, like, repetitive, I don't know, memorable line.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about the groove and kind of ceaseless vibe, which it might not be a common quality
mm-hmm.
these days in K-pop. So I think in that regard only, Les Seraphim is already different.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, the group is known. Well, the two members of the group were already popular.
Yeah,
from IZ*ONE, Sakura,
mm-hmm.
and Chaewon.
Yeah.
So they definitely one of the kind of major candidates for this fourth generation girl
mm-hmm.
groups battle.
Yeah,
right?
They participated in this war.
Les Seraphim, what is it? The SM's girl group.
I have a small anecdote about this group because I'm quite close to the producers of this group. Those producer group called 13. They're in Hive. Hive.
Source
Hive.
Music.
Yes. From Source Music.
Yeah.
So they asked me to do the guide for the narration.
Narration part?
Yeah,
for the
narration part. So I did it at home. So I did the guide for the narration of Les Seraphim.
Wow. Not this song, right?
No, not this song. I think it was the intro.
And
it was very casual. So he just texted me. So, can you do it? Like, when can you do it? So I'm going to do it tomorrow.
That song was really impressive. It's full of narrations.
Yeah.
You know, in different languages, right?
Yeah, so I don't speak Japanese. And there was this Japanese part in the narration. So I just read it. It was a fun experience, and when they asked me to do it, I was like, "But how do you guide a narration? It's not even a song." And I still did it because I was asked to do it.
I'm not sure that could be regarded as guide, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, they just wanted to pick the right moments to say the sentence.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm really curious. You know, I'm not rooting for a certain, like, band,
mm-hmm.
girl group at this point. But Le Sserafim, well, Ive, Aespa, you know, they're all... You know what? A really interesting situation these days in K-pop is that, well, in the past, you are, well, you might be a star locally, but you still need some time to promote yourself. Yeah, to get global recognition. And you need some time to promote the group, well, in adjacent countries like Japan and East Asian countries. Then, based on the reputation you built from that area, you might get a opportunity or get a chance to have a record deal or promotion deal with U.S. companies, right? Yeah. That's what happened. I mean, even in 5 years ago, that's what really happened. But these days, you know, they contacted, you know, they would contact K-pop, to make a record deal.
Yeah, everybody comes to search for
so
K-pop.
Le Sserafim, you know, aespa, they make a debut EP, single. Not a full-length album, but they're already kind of superstar. Yeah, it's a really interesting situation.
Mm-hmm. So let's look forward to Le Sserafim's future and their global, global success as well.
Yeah, I think they really have a shot.
Okay, so let's listen to Le Sserafim with Fearless. We just listened to Le Sserafim's Fearless.
Wow.
Wow, they are fearless. They look fearless.
Yeah, but you know the point I'm trying to make here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really about kind of more in a stereotypical
about, like,
K-pop-ish sound, but it's more of a...
Yeah, what we call 기승전결.
Well, for me, I have a theory, because when they really kind of... have this kind of sound in mind, was a producer, Bang Si-hyuk or whoever. I think they more kind of have a different type of, like, a promotion style.
Yeah.
It may be, everyone knows that they're a K-pop group, so they definitely have a K-pop demographics.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you really listen to the song, it's really great for a, playlisting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's whether it's Spotify, Apple
if
Music.
It just fit in.
Yeah, perfectly fit in that kind of streamable song list, right?
Yeah, maybe it comes from the experience they had with BTS.
BTS and Tomorrow by Together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really doing great in kind of reading that kind of taste, especially from North America. I think this group, Le Sserafim, could be really, really, they had a good result, especially in North American market. Well, depending on their market strategy and everything. But yeah, I think they have a shot.
Okay, maybe with a promising future. Okay, so let's now talk about the next songs that you brought in, which are more older songs. Oldies but goodies.
Yeah, I picked two oldies.
Okay.
And one relatively recent song.
Mm-hmm.
So... probably a new classic, I hope.
We'll see. Okay. So what's the first one?
Yeah, so the subject, well, the kind of concept of today is the song that has a French lyrics or French title or some sort of French vibe.
Okay, something that has to
has to do with France or French.
Okay.
Yeah, well, not really... I picked three songs, but I had really hard time to think of, like, fourth or fifth song.
Oh.
Because this is really rare case.
Oh,
yeah.
But I can give you a fourth song in French, in K-pop.
Okay.
Which was a very unusual try at the time. It was...
When was it?
It was Yoon Sang's song, because he made an album called Renacimiento,
oh,
I think.
Oh, my God.
And he had...
They used to be my favorite, and I forgot that album totally.
He had some French singer sing his song, Han Geureum Do, with French lyrics, and it means totally different things. But still, it was a very early try of French.
Oh, my God. Shame on me. I talked about that album with Park Chang-ak, the lyricist, and heard all the backstories and, yeah, behind stories of the album and the French
he
singers
had, like,
and everything.
All those worldwide singers sing in his album.
Yeah, so, Le Minisanto, like, what? Right.
In
yeah.
French and Spanish. And,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one is...
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know her?
Everybody knows her. Everybody okay. knows this song. I mean, I only know this song maybe, but...
Well, the song is more known as some covers, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Because Joy covered it
Joy
in
covered
her
it.
And, recent
the,
album.
The other one. Anyway, someone, some group probably covered the song before. Well, Joy's version.
Oh, and Paul Kim covered
Kim.
It as well.
Whoa.
So a lot of covers.
There's someone else too. Anyway. So
okay.
covered many times. It was one of definitely most popular song with French title.
Yeah, I think... everybody thinks of this song at first when they think of a French title song in Korea.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
Mm-hmm.
We say je t'aime.
Oh.
Je t'aime. It's not the right pronunciation, right?
Thanks to our great Sejongdaewang, I think we get somehow close to je t'aime, but there is no zh sound in Korean, so...
Okay.
It becomes Chutim, but it's Chutim.
Yeah. Oh, well, two songs that I chose today, there's some commonalities. So the singers, they either went to the school, graduated the school with a French major.
Oh.
Yeah. So, hey, she's graduated Yonsei University.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the same school, almost same period.
Oh,
never
so
seen,
Donggi, Dongchang.
Yeah, not really Donggi, but almost same period. But I've never seen her at school.
Oh, that's it's a big university. It's a big school.
Right. yeah. I graduate the business major.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, business administration. And I after graduating school, I met a lot of, like...
Graduate from the same major?
The same major.
You never knew them?
I never knew them. I don't remember any names.
Yeah.
We got four different classes. Anyway, so Hey, she's definitely probably the most popular. She was not a superstar per se.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was really good singer-songwriter and singer as well. But Peace on My Heart, Peace on My Wish,
mm-hmm.
Hey, those are some of my favorite songs
of
all time. And she. She made
and
a debut in 2001.
And this song still lives on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So she never, after then, she was never really, really active in the music scene.
Mm-hmm.
She almost like a semi-retired.
Oh.
But the song, Je t'aime.
And I didn't know that there was a French version of this song.
Yeah. So which version are we going to hear today?
I think it's the French version.
I specifically request French version. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So I only knew the end, the finishing lines in French, Toi et moi éternellement.
Ooh.
And I didn't know that there was a French version, so I'm very excited to discover.
Yeah, I haven't heard this French version for a very long time, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay. So maybe the lyrics aren't literally exactly the same as the Korean one.
Okay.
I don't know. Because I try to translate sometimes some songs, like, with the rhymes and with the same number of syllables, and I just figured out that it was practically very difficult.
I really hope those French words, lyrics, would make sense.
Oh.
Please. Sometimes when you kind of sing with a foreign language other than English, sometimes those are just totally nonsense for some reason.
Well, one of my French friend visited Korea not so long ago.
Okay.
And she would just take picture of every nonsense French because she just finds it funny.
At the billboard or some...
some signs in the magazine because there are a lot.
What does it mean? What does it mean? The sentence, mon gâteau.
Mon what?
Mon gâteau.
Mon gâteau.
Gâteau, yeah.
Gâteau is a cake. My cake.
My cake.
Okay.
Yeah, that used to be my favorite song from Elsa.
Oh, Mongetu.
Yeah, Mongetu.
Okay, so we'll try to listen to that later. And for now,
totally relevant conversation here.
We're going to listen to Hey with Je T'aime. We just listened to Hey with her song Je T'aime, the French version. It's a really nice song.
Okay. Two questions. So how was her pronunciation? I'm pretty sure she's French major, so...
Yeah, her pronunciation is great.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm relieved.
Yeah. I feel a little awkward to judge her on this 대선배님. The lyrics were fine as well. It wasn't destroyed French.
Yeah.
And
I heard.
Yeah, so yeah. I really liked the refrain. Because it was not very far away from the Korean lyrics.
Oh, okay.
It's je t'aime, oh combien je t'aime. So I love you. Oh, how much I love you. Mon cœur bat la chamade. My heart is my heart beats the drums. And
very deep.
Je prie que mon amour pour toi durera toute la vie. I pray that my love for you will last forever.
Oh.
Until the end of the life.
Aw, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a very sweet song in Korean and in French.
Merci. Pour l'explication.
Oh, vous parlez un peu français? You speak a little French?
Don't say no.
Okay. Merci pour l'explication. Okay.
Thank you for explanation.
Oh, so this is KBS World Radio.
Yeah, very
okay.
Multilingual.
So what's the next song we're going to listen to?
Next song, she used to be my favorite singer.
Mm-hmm.
As a singer and as a human being.
Okay.
She used to be my favorite artist.
Okay.
Tabi. Yeah. She's also a French major.
Okay.
And she graduated the Hongik University,
mm-hmm.
French. Then then she studied abroad. She studied at the University 8
in Paris, because in France, you know, apart
like
from
1, 2, 3,
yeah, they all have those numberings.
Right. What's the French like name of Paris?
I think it must be l'Université 8.
Okay.
All right. we'll call it Paris 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, she graduated Paris-Deha'g.
She has a PhD.
And she came back and worked as a professor at the several university. But finally, she's active professor at Dongdeok Women University.
Okay, so she was a singer, and then she went to Paris, and she came back to become a professor. Wow.
That's kind of ideal, like, story. Probably, one of the ideal scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, she was huge as a member of Piju.
Oh,
yeah, Piju was kind of semi promoted as a singer songwriter. One male member, mm-hmm. he used to be a composer, and the Tabi, she's a singer. She's a singer, but also for somehow kind of promotion really emphasized her skill. You know, French skill, right?
Okay.
Language skill. So anyway, she was known for that. But at the same time, when she made a debut as a solo, the song "Never Say Never" not only one of her biggest hits, but mm-hmm. this is actually the first song, still probably the only song that I remember.
Has French rap.
French rap.
Wow.
Yeah, not just French. Well, the Never Say Never English title,
mm-hmm.
but she definitely had French rappers.
Okay.
Yeah, she also rapped as well. So
is this French rap part rapped by her?
Her and
her other featuring rappers.
Rappers.
Okay.
Probably not rappers, anyway. I don't even know who that is.
Oh.
But someone along with her rapped along.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this song is trilingual with English, Korean, and
Korean.
French.
Wow. That's, yeah.
very, that's a very early try.
Early try.
Yeah, because it was in 2003, and I believe that I was one of the pioneers when I released the French song, and I was so narrow-minded and narrow-sighted.
As soon as you realized that you were kind of first mover, then you
well, I didn't think that I'd be the first one, but I think this was the blue ocean, but actually it kind of
well,
is the blue ocean.
Ocean.
It is still a blue ocean, but it's not unexplored. Okay. So this song Never Say Never was released in 2003.
Yeah, amazing song. I really like, still really listen to this song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so what is this song about? Well, we're going to discover.
Yeah.
Because
we're going to see.
I just have this impression that I already know this song, but I just don't remember.
Never say you never, never say.
Oh, I know it.
Whoa.
So maybe back in the days when I first heard it,
you
I
recognize
didn't speak
it from
French.
My singing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is a song that I know, but I never knew that there was French rap. Or back in the days I first heard this song, maybe it was so, I don't know, it was some kind of like unrecognizable language for me.
Finally, we're going to hear what those mysterious French
lines
lyrics
okay.
Yeah, might mean.
Okay, so let's listen. It's Tabi with Never Say Never.
Tu sais, princesse, depuis quelque temps entre nous, j'ai l'impression que c'est plus comme avant.
C'est sûr, c'est difficile, mais c'est la vie.
Mais on a changé tous les deux. Je pense qu'on pourra jamais revenir en arrière.
We just listened to Tabi and her song Never Say Never.
Qui sait? Qui sait? What does that mean?
Oh, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, and listener Kim Ji-soo sent, French rap is kind of cool. 뭔가 간지나네요.
Yeah. Well, but maybe that's the thing. I mean, that's why they specifically... Well, for one thing, they definitely... Well, French major, so they kind of true to themselves.
Yeah.
But the reason why they specifically, you know, decide to use that element in the pop song, in the pop song they would promote is that, well... There's always, that's a part of trick, right? That's a part of, like, strategy, tactic in pop music, you know, make songs really exotic in a good way, different in a good way. So, I mean, the different language, rare language is the best thing.
Yeah, so it's rare, but still it's kind of familiar because French is not something that you don't hear at all, like, in your life. So maybe to stay rare, but at the same time a little familiar.
Well, I'm old enough remembering that French pop sensation back in the 70s, in Korea.
Oh.
70s and 80s, there are a lot of tons of, like, cover songs.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Bonangok.
It's a
translation.
Like Tombola Neige.
Yeah. There are a lot of, like, well, at the time, it was not just British or American song, but the French song, well, Italian pop music. We used to call it chanson and canzone. Yeah, those were the time that a lot of like the songs from different area were translated, and sung by local artists and to be popularized among public.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and today, well, now that it's less popular than in 70s. I try to do some things like that because I figured out nobody does it anymore.
I'm really curious. So the last song that I picked is your song, L'Amour, Le Baguette, Paris.
Yes.
So what are those combinations? What is the stories behind it?
I picked the title from the lyrics, and I worked on the lyrics with a friend, my very good friend called Amandine, and she was my boss back in the days when I was working as an intern in a cosmetics company.
Cosmetics company?
Yeah, so she was my boss, she was my 부장님, and I was her intern. And she was a 부장님, but like not very old, you know, like she was a 선배님 from my school.
Okay.
So we had the same professor, and I was looking for an internship. Because I had to do the internship to graduate. That was the final task that I had to graduate from my school. And so she was working in Korea as 부장님 in the cosmetics company, a French cosmetics company. And so I just figured out her in the alumni's, you know, book, yeah. The book of alumni's and the numbers and the email addresses. And so she took me as an intern. And after doing the internship, we became friends and we kept in touch. So now she's back in France with her family, her husband, her kid and everyone. And I knew that she was a very huge reader. She reads a lot. Mm-hmm. So she was always interested in the music and the industry of music. And when I was trying to work on this song, I was kind of lost because speaking of language is a thing, but writing lyrics is another.
Right.
Because I never wrote anything in French. So whenever I would try to write something, I would just
also, was this the first attempt, your personal attempt to write a full song with the...
Well, it was not my first attempt.
Okay.
But this is the first attempt, the first one that actually came to an end.
I see.
Yeah. So I told her a story of mine, a very personal story that I had. So it was about a friend, a very good friend that I had in my 20s, my early 20s. Mm. And she just disappeared from all network. So we couldn't reach her.
Just disappeared all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, she just disappeared from the network, from the social network and everything. And so after years, I was still very curious about what was happening in her life, what she was doing. And after releasing the song, I discovered that she was very well alive and living her life somewhere in this world.
She just disappeared.
Yeah, she just
only from the online world.
Yeah, she just didn't want to talk to the people from her early 20s anymore. And I'll never know the reason, but I'm still relieved to know that she's fine. And so this song is about her and when she was not responding. But she's still not responding.
Oh.
But when I didn't know that she was living her life
that's rather
very well.
Sad. Yeah, that's why you mentioned, like, you're, well, still where you are. I can see you like it was yesterday.
So, mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Amandine helped me out with the lyrics because she wrote the lyrics before I wrote the song. So she sent this text. And I just made a few changes on the lyrics so that it's more singable for me, and some parts that I wanted to change. And so L'amour les baguettes Paris is from the repetitive
right.
part of the song.
Yeah.
So the full sentence is pour plein d'autres gens c'est la magie l'amour les baguettes Paris.
Yeah, for everyone else it's magic.
It's love, baguette, Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So the title is Love, Baguette, Paris, but it's all about that. It's not just l'amour, yeah. le baguette.
This is why interview with musicians still matters. You know, I had totally different kind of sentiment and a mood when I first listened to this song. It's been one of my favorites. It's been my playlist and my daughter's playlist as well. But now, now that I heard the full story, this just, hits differently.
Yeah, it
hits differently.
And other people said this to me as well, because a lot of people just had the same curiosity as you because it's in French. So naturally, they wanted to know what it was about, what story was behind it.
I knew that it's not about baguette. The
food. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so one of my friends told me when I told him about the story behind, he was like, I can't go back to when I didn't know the story.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you miss living there?
Living in Paris?
Yeah.
I miss it, but I don't miss it as well. I think a lot of people who have experience abroad...
Can you still smell?
Smell Paris?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of smells that I remember from good to not good.
Yeah. I've lived in Seattle for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm back in Korea, well, it's a lot of differences, but only time I can smell Seattle is the rainy day.
Oh.
Yeah, low pressure and
yeah.
rainy day, kind of like a coffee drinking day. Mm-hmm. I can always smell that big trees yeah. and pollens and everything.
Yeah. yeah, for me, it's the smell of the croissant.
Croissant.
Because whenever
okay.
you go in front of a bakery, you can't just pass it without buying a croissant because they smell so good with a good butter and everything.
Anyway, yeah. this is not about the food.
Yeah, but it's about the baguette.
But the mood. Not about the food, the mood.
Yeah, it's not about the food, but mood. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, I was worried, a bit worried, because I've never met her in person. And you're just kind of visiting special DJ. So, yeah, I was concerned, but it turned out, I don't know, really well.
Yeah, it was really nice talking to you. And I hope I could talk to you in Korean as well, because I speak a little better
let's
Korean.
Let's do that.
Yeah, so let's listen to my song. And while listening to the song, we'll say also goodbye to Yeongdae-nim. So bye.
Bye. See you later.
See you later. And we're going to listen to my song, Stella Jang, L'amour, les baguettes, Paris. The song we just heard was L'amour les baguettes Paris from me, Stella Zhang. And that's all the time we have for you on today's One Fine Day. I hope you all had a good, fine day, and I'll be back tomorrow. I'll say goodbye for today with Lucid Fall and his song 보이나요? Can you see? Thank you for tuning in, and see you tomorrow.